George Reedy on 90.
Who?
George Reedy.
Rather than give a briefing at this point, I thought I'd just put out the schedule for tomorrow and put a lid on.
That's good. I don't think that I would plant that question.
Okay, sir.
I believe it would, most of them don't think I ought to do it at all, Abe and Clark. Say, if I do, I ought to just say that I planned when I was nominated, if I was nominated, to have a national recognized firm of auditors to give a statement of my earnings and my net worth. And if there's some interest in it, if he is, well, it'll be available. They think I ought to do it when I'm nominated. I rather think you ought to do it now. They think it's defensive now. Time and Wall Street Journal hit me. I've kind of told Reston that I'd get him something, but I think I'll just tell him that they're working on it because they're not finished with it yet. The net of what it's going to show, though, it's going to show she and I have made about $75,000 a year net income before taxes. That of that, about 45 is hers and about 30 is mine. My salary and a little ranching operations, a little municipal bond. That's been about 50 after taxes. That's been our income about 10 years. The station income, been 150 after taxes, which she would be entitled to have if we all paid to her. And after taxes, that'd be $25,000 a year to her. I'm worth about $400,000, and she's worth on the book value about $2.5 million. It might sell for that much or twice that much. We don't know what it'd sell for.
Yeah, I feel that I feel basically that auditor's report should be put out because it's this is like kind of like swallowing a dose of salts. I guess it's not pleasant, but it's more pleasant than keeping a stomachache alive. But I do think it's best just to put it out to everybody at once.
What do you think about the Goldwater statement? Do you feel you've satisfied these Republicans on this point? During the course of the campaign, many of us used language later wish we had. We didn't discuss these points. I recognize, however, it's a major problem on my part. I think the President somewhat removed it, however, by impulsive action. Nobody is condemned by telling subordinate commanders to use any weapons necessary, which pretty much removes any criticism he can make of what I have supposedly stood for. You amplify the remark you made about the use of weapons. You seem to indicate President Johnson now agreeing with your position on this. Do you mean the President has given field commanders the right to use any weapons, including the use of atomic weapons? Answer, I suggest you read his admonition to the commander of the 7th Fleet in which he said to use any weapons. And I think I know what he means, but I know also what I meant when I said the Supreme Commander of NATO should have a little more to say on the choice of tactical nuclear weapons. It's not to give them IBCM or IBMs. It's merely tactical. I imagine these people, although I don't know, in the Pacific have a right to use tactical weapons the commander feels is necessary. Do you feel President Johnson has given these Pacific commanders the right to use them? I want to quote an admonition to his commander. I don't know what went on in the orders. I haven't seen the orders. I read the newspapers. You say any weapon necessary, the public mind can imagine a lot of things. No, I didn't say any weapons necessary.
No, you did not. You definitely did not.
Where does he get that impression?
Well, I think just because you said to pursue and destroy, and he probably saw a couple of stories there that you that interpreted that as saying to take whatever steps were necessary to destroy. And in his own way, he'd translate that into nuclear weapons.
Okay.
You bet, sir.
Oh, George?
Yes?
You know what else I'm going to get? Boy, a question.
I'm
not very well prepared. You all get me in these goddamn things, and here it is, 6 o'clock. I haven't got one thing in front of me.
I think you'll get mostly the nuclear weapon thing, and I think you'll get, you may get a question on whether you go along with this idea of Secret Service protection for the,
What do you think I'll say there?
Well, in the first place, I think it's going to get pretty silly if candidates have Secret Service protection. And be kind of a reflection on our country. Because the point of protecting a president is a country has an investment in him. He's got things to do, but if candidates for office have to have protection, it I think it kind of derogates all of them.
What I say,
I think you say that that's up to Congress. You haven't really studied it yet. I think that you say for the time being.
Waiting.